the best it can be.
McKinsey Pest Free, the best it can be.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
Back to action. Emporia State with the ball. They already have a basket from Mary Lake, so they have retaken the lead. Here's a shot in the lane that's missing. Rebound to Emporia State. They feed it up the floor. Treasure Job layup at the other end is good for Treasure. Gives her 12 points, and Emporia State has quickly taken a four-point lead at 34-30. Wadsworth into front court, being pressured. High lob pass goes to Brooke Rayner, working on the wing right side, drives it in the lane. Now kicks it top the key to Wadsworth. Feeds it on the left side. That's to Yanusha. Back out front, it goes to Lexi Foreman. Foreman swings it to Wadsworth. Goes in the corner to Rayner. Down low, they feed it in to Bravington. Now they kick it out to Yanusha, driving the baseline. Floater on the way and good for Foreman. Foreman with 3 points. Makes it 34-32 in Emporia State. Elena Hartman has it on the wing left side. Holds it high. Goes down low to Mary Lakes. Backs in against the defense. Off the glass. Bad shot by Mary. Just threw it up there, and it clanked off the glass. It was way off the mark. And the rebound to Central Oklahoma. Here's a ball deflected, but it's saved by Foreman. In the lane. Floater up. Left it short. Rebound out of bounds. It'll go off of whom? What do they call? Ball goes out of bounds, and the officials are having a discussion maybe who touched it last, and I'm not sure who touched it last. And they'll give it to Emporia State. 34-32 Emporia State. Elena Hartman into front court right side, Victoria Price. Now to Elena Hartman on the wing, down low to Mary Lakes. Gives it in the paint to Faith Paramore, and she's going to get fouled from behind. Picking up the foul will be Carly Wadsworth, who is reaching around from behind, trying to knock the ball away from Paige, or make that Faith Paramore. And we're going to get a moving screen called on Emporia State's Mary Lakes as she tried to set a screen on the inbounds play. That'll be her second personal foul, first team foul on the Lady Hornets here in the second half. Central Oklahoma with the basketball inbounds. They get it across the timeline finally with about 3 seconds to go. Victoria Price going for the tie-up. Gets it at half court. It'll be alternate possession to Central Oklahoma. Brooke Rayner gets tied up as she was caught in a trap put on by both Treasure Job and Victoria Price. So Central Oklahoma will keep the basketball. They work against the zone of Emporia State. This is Foreman. Right side. Gets it top the key to Rayner. Now they work it to Yanusha. Free throw circle. Ball gets knocked free from Foreman. Emporia State with a steal. Knocking it away. Victoria Price. Treasure Job with the ball into front court. Has it on the left side. Takes it now top the key. Passes it on the right side to Victoria Price. Back to Treasure Joe. Back to Victoria Price in the corner. Mary Lake, she'll shoot a three. Airballed it. That wasn't even close for Mary as she hustles up the floor defensively. Top the key, Foreman. Now they swing it right side to Yanusha. Lane line, it goes to Wadsworth. Out to Foreman. Foreman tries to drive with it. Now skips it off to Wadsworth. Guarded by Elena Hartman. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Bounces it off of Elena Hartman. Ball goes out of bounds. It will remain Central Oklahoma basketball. Substitutions for Emporia State. Audrey Beatty, Katie Harina, and Sydney Tenner will check in. Mary Lakes, Elena Hartman, and Faith Paramore check out. Central Oklahoma brings in Aspen Williston to replace Eliana Bravington. This is Rayner. Skips it across the floor. Wadsworth for three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Victoria Price. Nice rebound. She followed the shot perfectly. Up the floor. It goes to Katie Harina. Right side. Skips it across the floor. Treasure Job. Three-point shot. Good! Hare Crafters three for Treasure Job. That gives her 15. Lady Hornets up by five. 37-32. 6:42 to play here in the third quarter. That's a Hare Crafters three, and here's a steal. Katie Harina at the other end, drives to the basket, hits the under end of the basket. Rebound went to Treasure Job, and then she gets it taken away by Yanusha. Yanusha up the floor working against Audrey Beatty. She'll kick it out to Rayner for three. It's off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Audrey Beatty as she lost her balance and then ends up tackling Aspen Williston. So Audrey Beatty will pick up a foul, her second. Substitution for Emporia State. Checking in will be Kylie Shear replacing Victoria Price. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located on inside the Flint Hills Mall. Central Oklahoma runs an inbounds play that goes to Aspen Williston, and she gets her first basket of the ball game. 37-34 Emporia State. Kylie Shear gives it off to Sydney Turner, now to Treasure Joe. Treasure shovels it off to Kylie Shear. Back to Treasure, back to Kylie, to Sydney Tinner. Down low, Audrey Beatty, too strong off the backboard. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma, and then the ball gets knocked away by Kylie Shear. It'll go out of bounds to Emporia State. Trying to save it from going out of bounds, Carly Wadsworth, and I think she could have let it go because I think it was one of the Lady Hornets who touched it last, but Emporia State will get the basketball. They lead it 37-34, 5:50 to play, third quarter. Treasure has it on the wing right side, working against the zone from Central Oklahoma. Treasure, high post, goes to Sydney Tinner. To Katie Harina. Katie goes back into Sydney Tinner, out to Treasure. Right wing three, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma's Aspen Williston at 6'4". She just reached above everybody. They bring it into front court. They go down low. Now they kick it out to Fortson. Now to Wadsworth for a three. Missed it. Rebound goes to Yanusha, her shot no good. Rebound goes to Harina. Harina will push the ball up the floor and gets it taken away from behind by Yanusha. Nobody hollered wolf. Yanusha in the front court. Lobs it in the corner to Wadsworth. The Foreman drives, feeds it in the lane. Layup missing for a nap and the rebound to Emporia State. Treasure in the front court with the basketball. Has it on the left side. Kicks it in the corner to Shear. Goes down to Sydney Tinner. Tried to go to Audrey Beatty, and not a good pass by Sydney Tinner, and it's a turnover for the Lady Hornets. 37, they get it down low. Layup good to Williston, and it's 37-36 Emporia State with 4:34 to go. Hornet basketball brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub, an event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station was where Emporia connects. Kylie Shear, left side, drives to the basket, has her path cut off, gets the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. It'll be what a basketball out of the media timeout. 4:20 to play in the third quarter. 37-36, Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
37-36, Emporia State with a lead in the basketball. Treasure Job, Katie Harina, Elena Hartman, Kylie Shear, and Mary Lakes on the floor. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Hartman goes on the wing right side to Katie Harina. Step back three, shot partially blocked. We'll have a shot clock violation. Coach Toby Wynn telling Katie she should have shot it the first time she had the open shot. Central Oklahoma with a chance to take the lead here. Alea Yanusha in the front court. Passing the paint. Knocked away by Emporia State. Treasure Job up the floor. Goes against Yanusha. Shoots it up. Missed it. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. They'll lob it up the floor to Wadsworth. Wadsworth working on the wing Right side gives it off to Yanusha. Yanusha goes in the lane. They go down low to Willitson. Her shot no good. Rebound to Mary Lakes. She's got too far underneath the basket. Outlet goes Katie Harina up the floor. Kylie Shear, she'll shoot the three. Missed it. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. Feed up the floor to Wadsworth. 3:29 to go here in the third quarter. Wadsworth working right wing. Lobs it in the paint. They get it inside to Knapp. Her shot is good. That gives her 7 points, and Central Oklahoma has their first lead of the ball game at 38-37. Treasure Job has the ball. Swings it on the wing right side. Katie Harina back out front. Kylie Shear back to Katie Harina. Katie now tap the key to Treasure Job to Kylie Shear. Shot clock down to 10. Kylie for three, airballed it, but right to Mary Lakes. Kicks it to Treasure Job, and she may have gotten away with the travel. Gives it off to Kylie Shear. Layup no good. Rebound saved by Katie Harina, and a foul's going to be called on Central Oklahoma on the battle for the rebound. They're going to call this one on Eliza Knapp. That'll be her fourth. On a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from an unwanted pest all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Hornets play it inbounds. That's Stevie Stinchcomb to Faith Paramore for a three. No rebound. Goes to Audrey Beatty. Kicks it out to Elena Hartman. She'll shoot the three. That's short. Off the front end of the rim. The rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. Three attempts, and every one of them came up short. Here's a pass that's deflected by Victoria Price. It goes out of bounds. Remains Central Oklahoma basketball. On to basketball brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 38-37, Central Oklahoma the lead. 2:18 to play third quarter. Feed in the free throw circle goes to Rayner, feeds it inside to Williston, who gets the easy lay-in. She has six, and it's a three-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Oh, this is over and back. Ooh, that was close. Elena Hartman kicks it right side. Faith Paramore thought about the three, decided to drive, took a step first. Turnover Emporia State. This is ugly. Turnover number 14 for Emporia State. Lady Hornets here in the third quarter, 3 of 15, 1 of 7 beyond the arc. Central Oklahoma, 5 of 13 from the floor, yet to make a three, but they have outscored Emporia State 10-7 in this third quarter and have outscored Emporia State 22-15 in the second and third quarter so far. Here's a three that's good by Yanusha in the deep left corner, and Yanusha with 13, and the Lady Hornets trail at 43-37. Baseline, it goes to Beatty, inside to Elena Hartman, out to Faith Paramore, and she gets her pocket picked by Rayner. Rayner in the lane, feeds it off to Yanusha, layup missed, and a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. And Coach Toby Wynn says he needs a timeout. Timeout. 43-37, Central Oklahoma with a lead over Emporia State as the Lady Hornets led 22-18 at the end of the second quarter. But since then, in the second quarter and the third quarter combined, they've been outscored at 25-15 by Central Oklahoma. 8 points in the second quarter, only 7 points here in the third quarter. Lady Hornets just 3 of 15 shooting the ball. Central Oklahoma 6 of 14 shooting the ball. Shooting woes continue for Emporia State. Leading scorer for the Lady Hornets, though, Treasure Job with 15. She's the only player with double figure points. 13 points for Alea Yanusha. For Central Oklahoma, she has 13 points. Aspen Williston with 6 points all here in the third quarter, also helping lead the way for the Broncos. Only one game in the Big 12 tonight. West Virginia playing at Oklahoma State. And in the first half, it's 22-16, Oklahoma State leading West Virginia. College football bowl action taking place today. Third quarter score, Penn State leading Utah on the Rose Bowl, 31-24. from the ReliaQuest Bowl. It was Mississippi State defeating Illinois 19-10. In the Citrus Bowl, LSU routed Purdue 63-7. And it was Tulane edging USC in the Cotton Bowl 46-45. At the free throw line is Yanusha with two free throws to shoot. She misses the first. She'll get a second free throw. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Second free throw's on the way, and this one is good. It gives her 14 points in the game, and it's a 44-37 7-point deficit for the Lady Hornets, almost equaling what their deficit or their lead was. Here's Sydney Tenner, deep right corner, open for three. Swish! A Haircrafters three for Sydney Tenner. She hesitated just a moment, let the defense go by, and was able to knock down the three-pointer. And for Sydney Tenner, that is only her third made three. Here's a steal, Emporia State up the floor. Treasure Jobe, layup is good. Treasure Jobe was 17, and the Lady Hornets now are down by only two, 44-42. Out front with the basketball, this is Wadsworth. Gives it off to Yanusha. Swings it to Foreman. Back to Wadsworth on the wing, right side. Goes down to Williston, being double-teamed. Now feeds it out to Yanusha. Shot clock at 10. Here's Rayner to Wadsworth. Shot clock at 4. In the deep corner, Foreman for 3. She hit it. Patience by Central Oklahoma pays off, and Lexi Foreman with 6. 47-42. Central Oklahoma with a lead. Treasure Jobe has it way on the wing right side. She'll shoot the 3. That was partially blocked, and that's the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth quarter with a score. Central Oklahoma 47, Emporia State 42. We'll be back with the final 10 minutes right after this timeout. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
47-42. Central Oklahoma with a lead. Down low, Mary Lakes in traffic. Shot up. Left it short. Rebound to Williston for Central Oklahoma. Central pushing the ball into front court. Here's a three by Wadsworth. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Katie Herrina. Here comes a double team on her. Splits the double team. Gets it up the floor. Victoria Price. Kicks it out to Treasure Jobe on the wing left side. Penetrates, pulls up from 10. Shot no good. Rebound tipped out by Sydney Tenner. Tracked down by Victoria Price, and the Lady Hornets will reset the offense. Treasure passes it left side. Katie Herrina. Now they work it right side. Victoria Price open for 3 off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. And we're going to get a jump ball as Sydney Tenner forces a tie-up with Alea Yanusha. And the alternate possession will give it to Central Oklahoma. 47-42, Central Oklahoma. Central Oklahoma in the second and the third quarter outscored Emporia State 29-20. Saw them erase an 8-point Emporia State lead to lead by as many as 7. Here's Yanusha, left of the free throw circle, out of the three-point line. In the paint, it goes to Rayner, lobs it down low to Williston. Her layup is good. She had a mismatch that time. She is working against Katie Herrina, who's 5'9", and Williston with 8. And it's a 49-42 7-point lead, equaling the biggest lead for Central Oklahoma. Hornets need to make some baskets. Here's Mary Lakes, they get it down low to her, and then Wadsworth steps in front of her and steals it away. She lobs it up the floor, tries to get it to Yanusha. Victoria Price steps in the way, knocks the pass away. Unfortunately, she can't corral it, goes out of bounds, and Central Oklahoma will keep the basketball. 49-42 Central Oklahoma. 8:40 to play in the game. Here's a feed down to Williston. Shoots it over. Mary Lakes missed it. Rebound to Emporia State's Sydney Tinner. Feeds it up the floor to Treasure Joe. Here's Katie Harina on the wing. Free throw circle goes to Mary Lakes. Now in the right corner, Sydney Tinner for a three. No. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma, right into the hands of Aspen Williston. Lady Hornets now just 7 of 33 from the three-point stripe for 21% from the free throw line. Shot off the mark, no good for Rayner, and Emporia State with a rebound. Treasure Job in the front court, shovels it off on the right side to Sydney Tinner, gives it back to Treasure Job. Treasure, top the free throw circle. Katie, now they feed it down low. Sydney Tinner kicks it out to Victoria. Top the key, Katie for a three. No. Hit the back of the rim, and the rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. The shots are just off. It's almost like you need to go out to the shooting range and dial in your scope. 49-42 Central Oklahoma, 7:32 to play. Here's a feed down low to Rayner, and she shoots it up and in, and she catches it all in one motion and scores it. That gives her five, and the Lady Hornets are down by nine, their biggest deficit, and Coach Toby Wynn says, I want a timeout. This will be our media timeout. 51-42, Hornets trail it with 7:17 to play in the game. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Emporia State University, you can investigate your interests, discover your dreams, and pursue your passion. With more than 200 academic programs, whatever your interest today or tomorrow, we have it. At ESU, you'll get hands-on experience that will set you apart. The sky is the limit. When you start here, you'll be ready to go anywhere. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or a Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX. Emporia.
51-42. Central Oklahoma with a lead. Emporia State with the ball. Katie Harina drives. Kicks it out to Elena Hartman for a three. No. Left it short. Rebound Emporia State. Loose ball picked up by Treasure Job in the paint. Floater. No. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. There to grab it, Lexi Foreman. 6:48 to play in the game. 51-42, and Katie Harina going for a steal. Gets whistled for the foul. She mugs Brooke Rayner. And for Katie, that is her second team foul, number one here in the second or fourth quarter on Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more from emporia.edu. This is Yanusha. Feeds it to Wadsworth, right side. Goes lane line. Rayner back top the key to Yanusha. 9 seconds on the shot clock to Rayner in the paint. They swing it out. Left wing three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound Elena Hartman missing the three was Foreman. Emporia State comes the other way. Treasure Job with a basketball. She's about the only one who scored for Emporia State in this game. She has 17 points. Next on line is Mary Lakes with six. Elena Hartman top the key. Treasure and then Audrey Beatty has it in the free throw circle. Gets bumped as she makes a pass. It gets intercepted by Central Oklahoma. Layup at the other end is good by Katie Carly Wadsworth. And a foul called on Emporia State. Picking up the foul will be Katie Harina. That's her third substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore will check in, replacing Sydney Tenner. Mary Lakes will check in for Emporia State, replacing Audrey Beatty. 53-42 Central Oklahoma with their biggest lead of the ball game at 11. And at the free throw line for the end one is Carly Wadsworth. And she converts. 54-42 Central Oklahoma. Again, Emporia State struggling in the second and third quarters. After 22 first quarter points. Here's Treasure Job with a basketball, middle of the floor. Free throw circle, Elena Hartman steps it back to the three-point line. Now drives, kicks it off to Faith Paramore. Dumps it off to Treasure Job in the paint from eight. Shot left. Oh, she got the roll. 19 points for Treasure Job. Makes it 54-44. Now Emporia State needs some steals and some scores. Feed in the front court goes to Rayner. To Wadsworth way over on the wing right side. And she'll back it out to the half-court stripe. Down to 5:19 to play in the game. 10-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Feed in the paint to Rayner. They go down low to a wide-open Williston who gets an easy layup. She has 10 all here in the second half. Emporia State baseline defense playing too far up the lane. Pass in the paint intended for Elena Hartman. Nicely anticipated by Foreman for Central Oklahoma. Lays it up at the other end. She has 8, and a timeout's going to be taken by Emporia State. 58-44 Central Oklahoma as they have turned it on here in this second half. They have outscored Emporia State 26-14. And you take it all the way back to the second quarter. And Emporia State, after that first quarter, has offensively struggled. Substitutions during the timeout. It looks like Sydney Tenner will check in and Victoria Price will check in. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Emporia State started off the game in good fashion. Scored 22 points, 5 of 15 from beyond the arc. In fact, their first 15 points came from beyond the arc. Since that time, they've made only 2 3-point baskets. They have gone 2 for 21. From the three-point line in the second, third, and fourth quarter so far. After going 5 of 15 in the first quarter. Treasure Job across the timeline. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. Top the key, Sydney Tenner. Right side, Victoria Price. In the right corner, Treasure Job drives the baseline. And they're going to get a blocking foul. They're going to call this on Brooke Rayner. They're going to say she used her forearm to try to stop Treasure Job from driving. That's a second personal foul on Rayner. Only the first team foul in the fourth quarter on Central Oklahoma. Here's Fate. Paramore for three, shot missing, and the rebound goes to Aspen Williston for Central Oklahoma, and she's been a big difference here in the second half. She picked up 2 fouls in the first half and picked up all of her points here in the second half. Here's a three-point shot that's an air ball from Alea Yanusha, and Emporia State will get the basketball back. Treasure Job gets the inbounds pass, gives it off to Elena Hartman, who brings it across the timeline, swings it right side, Faith Paramore. Top the key, Treasure Job to Elena Hartman. She'll shoot the three. Hits it! Elena Hartman with her first basket of the ball game. It's a Haircrafters three. Makes it an 11-point deficit with 4:06 to play. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Down to 23 seconds, and they get it across the timeline with 2 seconds to go. They get it down along the baseline for a layup from Carly Wadsworth, who has 8, and it's back to a 13-point lead for Central Oklahoma, 3:48 to play. Treasure Job, long three, no. Off the back iron, rebound to Williston for Central Oklahoma. Sydney Tenner tried to knock it out of her hands. Fortunately, they didn't call a foul on her. Left side, Yanusha, or right side, Yanusha. Top the key, goes to Foreman. Left side to Wadsworth. Bounce pass now to Yanusha in the free throw circle. Rayner, pass knocked away and a steal by Faith Paramore. Picks up the dribble, lobs it up the floor. Victoria Price, bad pass from Faith Paramore. And a turnover for Emporia State at the other end. Layup by Foreman is good. 10 points for Foreman. Shedding her warm-up, Elizabeth Milligan for Emporia State. 62-47. There's Treasure Job, gives it off. Elena Hartman, another three. This one's also good. Back-to-back threes for Emporia State's Elena Hartman. And Coach Toby Wynn calls a timeout with 2:56 to go. Makes it 62-50. Hornets down by 12. Hornets are out of timeouts. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Our three-point baskets tonight brought to you by Hair Crafters. That's Hair Crafters. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172 to make your appointment. You get your hair cut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial in Emporia. Coming up next, the men's game, matchup of ranked teams. Emporia State men ranked number 20 in the nation. Central Oklahoma ranked number 9. 62-50 our score here. Central Oklahoma has outscored Emporia State 15-8 here in the fourth quarter. They outscored them 17-12 in the third quarter. Emporia State led at the end of the first quarter 22-18. It was tied at 30 at halftime. They trailed 47-42 going to the fourth quarter. So after that first quarter run by Emporia State, the second, third, and fourth quarters not so good for the Lady Hornets. Central Oklahoma with the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Again, shooting woes have harmed Emporia State. Here's a feed to Williston in the lane. Shot up off the glass is good, and that gives her 12, and all 12 of her points have come in the second half. 6'4 senior has just gone to work in the paint against Emporia State, as Emporia State's been outscored 34-20 in the paint. Victoria Price down the lane, puts up a shot, gets bumped as she's driving to the basket. Picking up the foul will be Aspen Williston. That's her third. Only the second team foul on Central Oklahoma here in the fourth quarter. She'll leave the lineup with Williston. She'll be replaced by Aleza Knapp, who's playing with four personal fouls. Two free throws coming for Victoria Price. Makes the first one, gives her 6 points. She'll get a second one. Emporia State from the free throw line now just 4 of 7. Second free throw also good. These are the first free throws of the second half for Emporia State. Central Oklahoma trying to play the ball inbounds. 64-52, Central Oklahoma on top. 2:33 to play in the game. This is Wadsworth. They get it down low to Knapp. Missed the shot. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. Elena will push the ball up the floor. She's hit back-to-back threes. Drives to the basket, to the rim. Layup is good for Elena Hartman. Where's this been? She has 8 points. Lob pass into front court to Foreman. 64-54, Hornets down by 10. In the lane, Foreman kicks it off to Knapp on the wing right side. In the paint to Rader. Her shot missing. Rebound to Elena Hartman. Layden with a rebound. We'll bring it across the timeline. Has it top the key, tries to drive, and has the ball stripped by Foreman. And she travels with it. Oh, they call timeout. I thought there was a travel first. Central Oklahoma calls the timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by the Broncos with a minute 49 to play in the bowl game. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Central Oklahoma here in the second half has outscored Emporia State 34-24. Hence the 10-point margin since we were tied at 30 at halftime. Where Central Oklahoma was really able to make a dent in this ball game was during the second quarter. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 8 points in the second quarter when they led 26-18. Then Central Oklahoma would go on a 12-4 run to close out the second quarter. Central being pressured backward, and they get it across the timeline. This is Rayner. Passes it in the deep left corner to Knapp. Now top the key to Foreman. To Wadsworth on the wing right side. She'll back it out to the half-court stripe. Now swing it left side to Yanusha. Baseline jumper on the way. Airballed by Central Oklahoma's Knapp, and the rebound to Emporia State's Milligan. Treasure Job with the basketball, top the key. Looking to drive down the lane, gets to the rim, puts it off the glass too strong, but she's fouled, and she'll be at the line to shoot a free throw. Make that two free throws. Picking up the foul will be Carly Wadsworth. That's her second team foul, number three here in the fourth quarter on Central Oklahoma. Treasure Job with 19 points. Free throw is up and good for Treasure. This is her first trip to the free throw line. Gives her 20 points. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound tipped out by Elena Hartman. And Central Oklahoma actually ends up with it. Knapp grabs the loose basketball. 64-55, 9-point Central Oklahoma lead. A minute six to play. Pass out front goes to Foreman. Fades it off to Wadsworth. She takes it to the half-court stripe. Here comes the trap. Gets it to the free throw circle to Rayner. Now they kick it off to Lanusha on the left side. Didn't take the three. Back out front to Wadsworth, to Yanusha. She'll shoot a three and miss it. Rebound goes to Knapp. Tries to go back up with a shot and gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Elena Hartman. That's her second, third team foul on Emporia State. Elijah Knapp will be at the free throw line with two free throws. Makes the first free throw. That gives her 8 points in the game. Central Oklahoma with three players in double figures. Emporia State with just two. Second free throw is also good for Knapp. 66-55, 42 seconds to play. Don't know if Emporia State has what it takes to get there. Driving to the basket will be Elena Hartman. A foul before she gets to the basket. I'm going to call this foul on Lexi Foreman. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. 66-55 Central. They've won the last four games between these two schools. Treasure Job, one-handed pass baseline, goes to Victoria Price and gets it in the paint. She's going to get fouled. Picking up the foul will be Brooke Rayner, her third. That's a fifth team foul, so Emporia State will shoot free throws for the final 30 seconds of this ball game. Victoria Price will be at the line with two free throws to shoot. Makes the first one. That gives her 8 points in the game. All of her points here in the second half have come from the free throw line. Second free throw is also good. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Central Oklahoma. 30 seconds to play in the game, 66-57. Central Oklahoma with a lead. They use a timeout. They'll be left with one, but they're wanting to set up a play. And the Lady Hornets led 22-18 at the end of the first quarter. Led 26-18 with 4:32 to play in the second quarter. Both teams were just horrendous. Couldn't score for a lot of the second quarter. But Central Oklahoma, after trailing by 8 points, would then go on a 12-4 run to close out the quarter to get the team tied at 30, and they have led most of the second half. Central Oklahoma trying to get the ball inbounds, and Sydney Tenner knocks the ball away from Aleza Knapp. Central will keep the basketball, and they'll say turn the shot clock off. Knapp underneath the basket, sips around Sydney Tenner, missed the layup badly. Rebound to Emporia State. Treasure Job will push the ball into front court. Shovels it off to Victoria Price. Kicks it in the corner. Sydney Tenner, left wing three, airballed it. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma there to grab the rebound. Carly Wadsworth gets it into front court to Brooke Rayner, and Central Oklahoma will dribble it out, and the Lady Hornets will suffer their third straight loss at MIAA play. Final score tonight, Central Oklahoma 66, Emporia State 57. We'll take a look at the game numbers when we come back. You're listening to Emporia State Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Express Tire and Auto Tire Pros makes buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward approach to tire and auto service that includes nationwide warranties, a hassle-free experience, and a great selection of Michelin tires. No matter what you drive or where you've driven, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Visit in-store or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros. Love the drive.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
66-57, the final score. Central Oklahoma with a victory over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. Lady Hornets led at the end of the first quarter, 22-18. We're outscored 12-8 in the second quarter. That was tied at 30 at intermission. And the second half belonged to Central Oklahoma on the way to the 66-57 victory over Emporia State. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Winton Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Winton today for an estimate. Call him at 620-343-6054. Central Oklahoma had three players scoring double figures. Leading the way with a double-double was Eliza Knapp, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Or excuse me, make that Alea Yanusa with 14 points. She also had 10 rebounds. 12 points for Aspen Williston. All of her points came in the second half. She was 6 of 8 from the floor in the ball game. And also 7 rebounds. 10 points for Lexi Foreman. 9 points in the game for Eliza Knapp. 8 points in the game for Carly Wadsworth. 5 for Brooke Rayner. 4 each for Cassie Borer. And Eliana Bravington had 4 as well. For Emporia State, Treasure Job led the way with 20 points. 8 of 23 from the floor, 3 of 7, 11 from the three-point line. She had 5 steals and 5 assists in the ballgame. 9 points for Victoria Price, 8 points for Elena Hartman. She doesn't score her points until late in the game when she knocked down a couple of threes. 6 points for Mary Lakes, 4 points for Faith Paramore, 3 each for Katie Harina, Sydney Tenner, Kylie Shear, 1 point for Stevie Stinchcomb. Audrey Beatty played and Elizabeth Milligan played but did not score for the Lady Hornets. Looking at the team numbers, and these are not pretty for Emporia State. First off, though, for Central Oklahoma, 26 of 61 for 42%, 7 of 21 from the three-point stripe for 33%, and 7 of 9 at the free-throw line for 77%. Emporia State again. It's colder than what it was a week ago. 20 of 68 from the floor, 29%. 9 of 41 for the three-point stripe for 22%. 8 of 12 from the free-throw line for 66%. Emporia State and Central Oklahoma even on the boards at 41 rebounds each. Emporia State had 18 offensive rebounds. Central Oklahoma had 11. Leading rebounder for Emporia State, Elena Hartman with 8. 5 for Mary Lakes. Again, Central Oklahoma led by Alea Yanusha with 10. The 5'7 guard leads them in rebounding. Emporia State turned the ball over 19 times. Central Oklahoma with 17 turnovers. In the paint, Emporia State gets outscored 36-22. Off of turnovers, Emporia State gets outscored 17-11. They get outscored 12-7 on second chance points. Emporia State outscores Central Oklahoma 13-10. On fast break opportunities. And the scoreboard says 66-57, Central Oklahoma with a victory over Emporia.